Welcome to the Covenant People's Ministry. It is written that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We invite you to study the Scriptures with us to learn about the words of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our pastor is Mr. Jeremy Visser from Hampton, Georgia. You can contact us with your questions and comments at covenantpeoplesministry.org. We would like to hear from you, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that His will continue to reign upon us all. Once again, welcome to the Covenant People's Ministry, and here is Pastor Visser with our next Bible study.
Hello, this is Pastor Visser, and the topic is Hollywood's Wizard Wand of Satanic Images. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this morning's topic will be called Hollywood's Wizard Wand of Satanic Images, and we'll be looking deeper at a little lesser discussed tactic of the enemies of Christ, images. I'll be reading several scriptural accounts that prove the Israel people have been ensnared by graven images in times past, and then we'll focus our attention to the biggest producer of mainstream moving pictures that have the same effect today, Hollywood, California. Having been born and raised in Los Angeles and spending a majority of my own teenage years in the sleazy city of Hollywood, I hope to shed some light this morning on some common misconceptions about the movie industry and television programming, quote-unquote, in general. Many Christians in name only are willingly ignorant of Yahweh's perfect word, and because of their infamiliarity, they become unable to spot seemingly blatant messages from the enemy coming through the airwaves. It's no wonder, really. Satan himself is known as the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2:2, and Beelzebub literally means lord of the fly in the singular sense, according to the Strong's Concordance. The false rapture doctrine belongs to the father of lies who invented it, and many Judeo-Christians can be found saying, "I'll fly away, oh glory." Still, the air as we know it is Satan's playground, and his children work year-round on godless motion picture productions that warp and pervert minds persistently. For those of you who studied along with Thou Shalt Not Suffer a Witch to Live, you might be interested to discover that according to European traditions, the wood of the holly tree supposedly repelled evil and was the chosen substance for wizards' wands. The name holly is derived from the Saxon word holy, yet any half-awake Christian should be able to see that there is nothing virtuous coming out of Tinseltown. Instead, it's the city of satanic lights and graven images. Anything we spend more time with than God runs a major risk of becoming an idol, yet so many parents allow the electronic babysitter to do their jobs for them, usually setting their own bad examples by allowing themselves to be programmed by hours of filth spewed forth from the Talmudic trash can, also known as television. We have seen major changes in society since the invent of motion pictures, and sadly most of them have been detrimental to our people and Christianity. The media itself has become its own worldly, powerful, lowercase god, deceiving many who trust in the lies of Satan's illusions. Some will say, "You can't believe everything you see on television," while others might say, "You can only believe in part." But the correct answer is that we cannot trust in anything that is presented in a non-dimensional world of images. It's not reality, and sadly so many people miss this point. The evening news and primetime television are all portrayed by actors. Whether it's Tom Hanks portraying a sodomite, Morgan Freeman pretending to be God, or a Kenite Jew playing the role of Jesus, the false interpretations of these characters are brought forth on the silver screen, quote-unquote, by actors who place themselves in a fictional role. In the Holy Scriptures, the word hypocrite means an actor under an assumed character, a stage player or disassembler, according to the Strong's Concordance. So we should look at Jesus' own teachings about those who assume deceitful, false roles. Jesus says in Matthew 23, verse 13, quote, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut the kingdom of heaven against men, for you yourselves do not enter in, and those that are going in, you suffer not to enter," end quote. Let's take God's word for what it plainly says and trust that there are false brethren who assume deceitful roles in order to keep others from entering into the very kingdom that they won't be accepted in. Would these snakes prosper from jobs in television and film? For example, when Yahweh's eternal law teaches us in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, quote, "A woman shall not wear men's clothing, neither shall a man put on women's clothing. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh your God," end quote. Do actors like Patrick Swayze feel they'll somehow slip past God for their participation in Tu Wong Fu? Or do they even care? I'm of the train of thought that these types of unvirtuous hypocrites need hardly act to place themselves in the role of a transsexual or queer for the sake of harmless entertainment, because any type of man with a grain's worth of morality or good pride would never even consider the act, even in jesting. Ironically, a majority of Hollywood actors are involved in either the false religion of Christian Science or one of the many abominations hiding under the mask of wicked Judaism. What do you think Jesus thinks about such nuggets as The Last Temptation of Christ, Jesus Christ Superstar, or any of the abundant epic, quote-unquote, miniseries released on television, all portraying him as a prostitute-seeking wimp, a rock star hippie, or even worse, a Jew? Don't you think that God revealed in the flesh might just be a little saddened and upset by so many siding with Pilate's wrongful accusation that the Savior of mankind was King of the Jews? You can read that for yourself in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 19 through 22. Still, these stage players ramble on year after year, playing different characters in each movie, usually building a fan base in the process, while they present biased, situational representations or work according to the Talmudic agenda seeking to destroy Christianity and eliminate Christians. Rarely will a television viewer hear the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and when he does, it's usually an outright mockery. The literal children of Satan working over at Tribune Broadcasting Network and Praise the Lord, anyone? The enemy usually works through graven images or the works of man's own hands, and many examples of Luciferian influence can be seen in all forms of art, whether it be music, paintings, literature, sculptures, photography, and motion pictures, just to name a few. It seems that whenever a man takes his eyes off of Jesus Christ, he will eventually slip deeper into the humanistic world of perversion, and it's reflected in his own craft. Compare Andy Warhol's tripe to that of Gustave Doré. They're satanic roots in rock music. Yet at times, the lyrical messages are perceived backwards, with the hypocritical PMRC attacking anti-government music while promoting their multicultural contemporary Christian music, quote-unquote, with an even more abominable anti-God message. 1 John 4:1 says we must try the spirits of all things and determine whether or not they glorify Yahweh while doing so. The type of current garbage that's being released from Hollywood is anti-Christ, to say the least. Let's look at the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. For I, Yahweh, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. End quote. We should notice that this verse in Exodus 20, verses 4 through 5, says, "them that hate God." Is it any wonder there's an American Idol television show fully supported by your local mall? The media has had a very direct influence in the trends of fashion, feminism, equality, and has helped to decline Western civilization even further. Fabian was considered to be a teen idol, and even today there are delusional souls who still worship the king, Elvis Presley. Gidget was actually a whore, and the Leave It to Beaver lifestyle never existed. An image is usually just that, illusionary. The lists are virtually endless, and it's humanly impossible to list all the abominable practices and teachings that have come from media conditioning. But one has to wonder if such perverts like Charles Manson, Timothy Leary, Howard Stern, or Anton LaVey would have attained their pop icon superstar level if not for the continual hype created by the enemy. It doesn't really require an actual war to cause panic and civil unrest among the masses, but merely the threat of war. The side of Hollywood that's rarely seen on the box is the reality of the city itself. Having lived in an apartment directly off Hollywood Boulevard for some time in the early 90s, I can personally attest to the fact that the Strip heavily relies on tourist trade during the day, but during the evening hours is a breeding cesspool of prostitution, homosexuality, homelessness, synthetic drugs, and other unmentionables. Many times I saw hopeful actresses leave the cruel streets in ruin. Let's now look a little bit closer at the hate list and see how many violations we can find when dealing with Hollywood and New York's television sitcoms. We can read it for ourselves in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Quote, "These six things doth Yahweh hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." End quote. The proud look and lying tongue are pretty obvious violations due to the superficial nature of television. Releasing such chunks as Highway to Heaven and Amen seem rather blatant, yet it is actually the subtle tactics of commercialism that our enemy focuses on. Presenting abominable things as normal to society, or politically correct, quote-unquote, as opposed to biblically sound, is an attack on Yahweh himself. Thousands of TV programs center around millennial multiculturalism, quote-unquote. At times, the media has had a direct result in hands that shed innocent blood due to their own wicked imaginations or creations. Would the massacre at Ruby Ridge have escalated as far as it did had it not been for the newscaster's continual smears? And would the right to sell a firearm without a permit or man's permit have been a crime under God's law? No. Practically every depraved creation that comes out of Hollywood Babylon is from the enemy's heart or mind, yet so few seem to notice. The term "feet that be swift in running to mischief" kind of reminds me of nosy news reporters or paparazzi that over-sensationalize an issue. Such madness as the crackhead Rodney King beating, the O.J. Simpson murder trial, and the Night Stalker might come to mind. Nonetheless, many unneeded strivings and controversies have been brought forth through the media specifically targeted against Christianity, and the end result is usually a slanted smear against God's eternal law or His chosen race. Without a doubt, many newscasters have been exposed for being a false witness that speaketh lies, yet so few seem to even care or take notice. Many Judeo-Christians look towards the television in order to glean worldly wisdom, yet Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 31 teaches us, quote, "The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof?" Question. End quote. Many in churchianity feel that they can serve both God and the world. This is unscriptural. Does Hollywood sensationalism sow discord among the brethren? Without a doubt, the blatant anti-white, anti-man, and straightforward antichrist images put forth through the airwaves have been a powerful weapon in targeting a brainwashed response towards self-preservation. Many feel that racists are trailer park trash or ignorant, yet they're usually counted amongst the wisest of men. We certainly live in an immoral age where the very name of Jesus is considered a dirty word. At this point, I'd like to offer you my own opinion. Get the television out of your homes. If you're not spending more time with God than you do watching the twisted views of man on the boob tube, quote-unquote, then you're already found in violation of the Second Commandment. Speaking for myself, it's been a very long time since I've allowed my home to be violated by the endless barrage of Jewish propaganda and distortions coming from the media, and I feel no less wiser for having done so. James asks us, quote, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." End quote. That's in James 4:4, and it's in keeping with the biblical instructions of one or the other, with no gray areas. Paul commands Christians to do this, quote, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." End quote. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, and it means that not just parts of wickedness or bits and pieces of secular reasoning, all appearance of evil, period, abstain from all sinful appearances. In order to understand what constitutes sin in the Bible, we must read the very definition of the act. It's found in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, and it reads, quote, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." End quote. This means that a believer must contrast the endless inventions of man with the immortal will of God known as His law as found in our scriptures. If Yahweh says that witches and homosexuals are abominable in His eyes, then we better listen and resist these ill practices. In most television shows, there is a slant. It might be a feminist agenda, like seen in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, or a pro-homosexual vision, as seen in Ellen. It could be pro-Jewish, like Jerry Seinfeld, or simply anti-family, like Married with Children or The Simpsons. Still, all of these abominations have one thing in common. They're considered forms of entertainment or amusement. Compare the newer reality shows with the feeding of Christians to the lions in old pagan Rome. As a modern English word, muse means to be absorbed in one's thoughts, or to engage in meditation or think. While the opposite of this same word is amuse, meaning to delude or deceive. It's safe to say that most forms of amusement cause the engager not to think, and the same rule applies to television programming. Yet there are televisions to be found in the public school classrooms, major universities, seminary schools, preschools, and the 501c3 Judeo-Babylon churches today. Jesus teaches in Matthew 6:21, quote, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also," end quote. And in Matthew 6:24, quote, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other," end quote. The pointless and endless onslaught of movies launching from Hollywood warp almost every aspect of human history, but the most targeted group are obviously the true Protestant Christians. We should do all we can to rid our eyes of media. What about the term Hollywood gossip? Many scandal-centered programs like Entertainment Tonight and The Tonight Show focus on the lifestyles of these same hypocritical actors, or the rich and famous, quote-unquote. Yet none of these things matter when trying to establish Yahweh's kingdom as in heaven, so in earth, as we can read in Luke 11:2. The Judeo-fictional tabloids exploit humanity to its lowest level and have cost numerous lives and careers with their endless slandering and meaningless man-worship. Many young women in society are influenced by such undesirables as Madonna, that's no relation to the virtuous Mary, and Britney Spears, even growing into adulthood, mimicking their lifestyles by resorting to miscegenation, homosexuality, and general godlessness. The degrading world of man has also seen the Culture Club and their homosexual lead singer Boy George exclaim, "I'm a man without conviction," asking, "Do you really want to hurt me? My answer is a positive yes. Where's my bat?" Let's compare these snakes to the teachings of Scripture. In Proverbs 11, verse 13, it reads, quote, "One who brings gossip betrays a confidence, but one who is of a trustworthy spirit is one who keeps a secret," end quote. Why Solomon taught us in Proverbs 20:19, quote, "Meddle not with him that revealeth secrets and walketh deceitfully, and openeth wide his lips," end quote. And the prophet Ezekiel confirms in Ezekiel 22:9 that, quote, "In thee, Israel, are men that carry tales to shed blood. In the midst of thee, they commit lewdness," end quote. Gossip is a tactic of the adversary, yet so many are tossed to and fro by social trends and infatuated with talk shows that center around the slums of society and are most times fictional accounts within themselves. For example, consider the demonic August Christ's buffoonish appearance on Jerry Springer's show and his fictional representation as head of the Aryan Nations to the degrading effect it's had upon the true Church of Jesus Christ Christian and Bible truth in general. It's the bandwagon of brainwashing. Numerous new abominations have been brought forth through perverted daytime television shows, and their popularity has even helped homosexuals out of the closet while putting women in positions of power over men. Practically all manner of filth in the eyes of Almighty God will be brought forth and discussed by the likes of Geraldo Rivera, the race-mixing Jenny Jones, Montel Williams, or self-pronounced Kenite Jerry Springer. Matthew 7:20, quote, "By their fruits then surely ye shall know them," end quote. The mindset of Yahweh on gossip is unquestionable. Leviticus 19:16 reads, quote, "Ye shall not go down up and down as a slanderer among your people, neither shall you stand against the life of your neighbor. I am Yahweh," end quote. Christians should not be concerned about celebrities, but always focused on the life of Jesus Christ. We should never speak against our own brothers, nor lay a scandal against our own mother's son, as we can read for ourselves in the 50th Psalm, verse 20. Let's do all we can to avoid the snares of the devil. Many parents regrettably overlook the underlying message to be found in such children's entertainment as Pocahontas, A Shark's Tale, Harry Potter, Shrek, Beauty and the Beast, and so many more multicultural atrocities being vomited forth by pro-homosexual companies like DreamWorks Pictures. Some allow their younger children to view this type of rubbish for hours upon hours, but wonder why when their kids grow to be teenagers, they eagerly attend Disney World's annual Gay Day. Numerous sexual innuendos and graphic images have been found scattered throughout many current animated Disney titles, and books have even been written on the subject with undeniable picture proof to the allegations. The now Jewish-owned and operated Disney company retorted by saying that they once had an unruly ink man, but he was released from his job, yet still, many parents have the insolence to say things like, "Only Brother Visser could find fault with Walt Disney cartoons." All these images have an effect on our children, whether we wish to admit it or not, and like sponges, they absorb everything they see and hear. The entertainment industry makes no apologies about their open distortion and rarely even try to cover their real intentions. Many film trailers will say something along the lines of, "The most perverted romantic comedy ever," says Rolling Stone magazine, or, "You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll vomit, you'll hurl." The spiritually sick can't even see correctly. Superficial Judeo-Christian soccer moms will not like what I'm going to say next, but it's from the Word of God. Proverbs 22:6 reads, quote, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it," end quote. And Proverbs 28:7 adds, quote, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father," end quote. Parents go to Ricky Lake complaining that their own daughters are being beaten by their Negro boyfriends, obviously didn't train them up in God's law. Psalm 132, verse 12 promises us, quote, "If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, and their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore," end quote. Our duty to Yahweh is to train up our own children in His perfect way and law, because all souls belong to Him, and He is the giver of all life and blessings. Many parents are infatuated with the world, so they coerce their own children into being ball players, lawyers, bankers, or worse, while ignoring God and His warnings or curses. If many are called but few are chosen, according to Matthew 22:14, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it, according to Matthew 7:14, then it's pretty safe to say that the majority is always wrong. We cannot serve two masters, nor a universal church that sides with the enemy. It's our children who are the future, and their minds must be focused on Christianity in order to continue fighting should the Lord tarry. As the love of many waxes cold, let's love our families and protect them. Charles Manson was an avid fan of the Beatles. Jewish filmmaker Roman Polanski shot his movie Rosemary's Baby about Talmudic blood libel in New York's Dakota Building. John Lennon of the Beatles is shot by born-again Christian Mark David Chapman in the same Dakota Building. Polanski's actress wife Sharon Tate is murdered by Charlie Manson's Beatle-loving family, being hung upside down in the number 12 tarot card's hangman's position. And Polanski later directs The Ninth Gate with focus on this style of murder. Helter Skelter! I'm sure that about at this point in today's sermon, many people will be saying to themselves something along the lines of, "That sure sounds like a lot of conspiracy theories," and probably dismiss our entire study, never giving these coming verses any thought. There are many conspiracies to be found in both the Bible and man's artificial world, so let's now focus on some to prove that these same types of methods are being used against Christians today. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 tells us, quote, "There is no new thing under the sun," end quote. When Joash's servants wanted to murder him, they, quote, "rose up and made a conspiracy and smote Joash in the house of Milo," end quote. That's in 2 Kings 12:20. Schemes were also dreamed up against King Amaziah before he was murdered in Lachish, according to 2 Kings 14:19 and 2 Chronicles 25:27. Shalom ruled over the people of Israel for only 1 month because he was slaughtered for starting a few lame conspiracies of his own, as we can read in 2 Kings chapter 15 and verse 15. While Hoshea conspired and killed Pekah for man's worthless throne, according to 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 30. Finally, There were 40 Jews who stirred up a conspiracy against Paul in Acts 23:13, and an untold number of conspiracies started by the enemy after the blessed resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we can read in Matthew 28, verses 12 through 15, and John 20:19. Ezekiel was told by Yahweh that there is a conspiracy amongst Israel's prophets because they, quote, have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and I, God, Yahweh, am profaned among them, end quote. I give these passages to prove that the word conspiracy is not foreign to our scriptures, and that one cannot truly consider themselves a Bible-believing Christian unless they accept this fact. It's strange how many Judeo-Christians teach erroneous prosperity or rapture doctrines, worshiping another Jesus, like we read in 2 Corinthians 11:4. So a Christian with any identity left might just find themselves wondering how much influence blatantly false television evangelists like Jim Baker have had on Christendom. The media could be considered the main propagator of conspiracy theories with their endless gossiping and openly anti-Christ bias. Not only do the tares continually plot against Christianity, but since World War II, they have managed to replace it with a mere reflection of what it once was and ought to be. Hate crimes really only apply to one race, and such biased alphabet soup groups like the ADL and SPLC obviously overlook black power groups while focusing their attacks on white Protestantism. During this ministry's infancy, I spent many months on the Hollywood Strip with Brother Chris, watching devoted movie fans scrubbing up their favorite idol's sidewalk star, or witnessing at the Hollywood Oasis, a Christian nightclub, quote-unquote, where so-called contemporary Christian music stars would sometimes play gigs for us unfortunates, or offer us a free hot dinner. The topic of stars in the Bible is an extremely deep one, and hopefully you're already familiar with trees and stars in the Garden of Yahweh. Hollywood, California is also called the City of Stars because of its depressing history of motion pictures and endless television sitcoms. Yet in the Bible, Yahweh's predestined elect and the angels are referred to as stars. Jesus says in Revelation 22:16, quote, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star, end quote. And the name Hallel, transliterated in our scriptures as Lucifer, means the morning early star, or day star, according to the Strong's Concordance. Hollywood definitely has a different type of star. During my teenage years, there were several times when my friends and I would drive up into the Hollywood Hills to bombard Robert Zimmerman's mailbox with general mischief, because we all hated the music of Bob Dylan. Afterwards, we would sometimes swing by the famous Hollywood sign, and eventually the topic of conversation would always switch to discussions about failed actress Peg Entwistle and her suicidal leap from the large letter H, and the many conspiracies surrounding her death. Due to the media's endless gossiping, it would be impossible to list all of the atrocities that have transpired in Hollywood, like Fatty Arbuckle's rape and murder of Virginia Rapp, the gruesome Black Dahlia murder, the racially inspired Los Angeles riots, OJ's own Brown and Goldman murders. While many serpent film directors attempt to cover this fact up with selective images found in their own films, the truth of the matter is that the godless city has a horrible reputation and merciless atmosphere. Obadiah says this about Edom, quote, Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is on high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith Yahweh. End quote. Many modern-day Edomites work within Hollywood's movie industry. Regrettably, we should also cover one final type of star that also comes from Hollywood, and more specifically, the city of Van Nuys, the porn star. The word fornication, as found in our scriptures, is directly taken from the Greek word porneia, and is also the root word of our English words pornography or porno. Unfortunately, sometimes when the phony illusion of becoming an actress in Hollywood wears away, many godless women will turn towards Jewish exploitation in order to pay the bills. Hollywood and the media in general have the tendency to glamorize anti-biblical ethics and implant false ideals within the minds of our people. Literally, millions of crazes and trends have been started by commercialism, and the television has been one of the most powerful weapons in Satan's arsenal, having the ability to pervert, distort, misrepresent, and slander in general. While the willingly brainwashed person might enjoy these disturbing images flashed at them continually, the Christian should abstain and resist. Two of the twisted teachings of the Talmud are, quote, Christians are allied with hell, and Christianity is worse than incest, end quote. And also, quote, those who read the Gospels are doomed to hell, end quote. When we can see the continual twisting of history or Bible verses coming through the television airwaves, all insisting that the modern Khazar Jews are somehow God's chosen people, it should become rather obvious who is sending out this type of propaganda without them even having to openly brag about it. Still, millions of mistaken Christians accept the lie that Jesus was Jewish, denying the words and lifestyles of the very ones they're giving the birthright to. For example, in the 1980 edition of the Jewish Almanac, it blatantly states in their own words, quote, strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or an Hebrew, end quote. Yet, still, many continue in sin, allowing the enemy to dictate new doctrines to them. There are false prophets among us, as we can read in 2 Peter chapter 2. I am not preaching that the television itself is evil, rather that the spirit behind most primetime broadcasts is one of Antichrist, and we should all use discernment, especially around impressionable children. On the other hand, many ministries now send out DVD recordings of their pulpit sermons, and this blessing can be enjoyed by families alongside numerous other Christian shows, usually to be found on independent satellite broadcasts. Like a computer or a human brain, if there is garbage in, there's also garbage out. Remember that Jesus teaches us, quote, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. End quote. You can read that in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. Let's all pay attention to the fruits, or the lack thereof, coming out of Hollywood, California. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Visser again. I just wanted to apologize for the Celtic music playing throughout that last sermon. If that message blessed you, feel free to swing by our forums and post your comments or ask your questions. Once again, thanks for listening.
Covenant People Ministry.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope that you have enjoyed studying with us. Remember the words that Christ has given, that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. We hope that you will gather together with us at the online ministry's website, which is covenantpeoplesministry.org, and share your Christian testimonies or ask questions and enjoy biblical fellowship. You can also order CDs of Pastor Visser's Bible studies and enjoy many other Christian resources through the church's website at covenantpeoplesministry.org. Thanks again, and may the love of Christ abide in you and yours forever and ever. Amen.